I wanted to address one question which came up last week in the Shir. Yanti, I found the Achronim discuss it. And that is, we have cases with Aishas Ish that Yichudas and Isa Deraisa. And we have varied levels of Xeris of Isurei Derabbanan. What happens in a situation, for example, when we have more than one man and one woman together, even in cases which remain ossicles of Yichud, if that's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. And the Achroinim seem to accept the fact that that's only ossicles of the Rabbanan in those cases. Those cases are not ossicles of the Raisa. The Raisa is only Mamash Yichud, it's ossicles of the Raisa. Anything less than that, Shoshes that will come to Yichud, etc., in those cases are ossicles of the Rabbanan. Now, that's assuming, in other words, with Ksherim. We're dealing with Prutzim, we're dealing with non-Jews, listen, they have different standards than we have, you know. Let's be very realistic, so, you know. You can have 100, and it doesn't get any better. Now, I wanted to discuss a number of issues which are very relevant issues in the Yonam of Yichud, ones that are very, very common. Now, the Halacha broadly talks about the fact that if a woman is together with her husband and there's another woman present who is unrelated, that there's no Isa Yichud with her husband and that woman, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch is Ishto Misham Rosa. We have a parallel halacha. And that halacha is that a married woman, let's assume right now she's in her own house, and her husband Baila Be'ir, and we discussed a little bit last time the parameters of Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir means that he's in a situation where he could reasonably come at any time. And the person who works in some other part of town in the employ of someone else is obviously not a bit chayrin to come on when he wants. If you own your own business, so, you know, if you decide, listen, I'll do business today, I'm tired, I'm cold, whatever it is, I'll go home and I'll work out of the house today. I mean, that's the prerogative of taking the responsibility for your own business. You have the prerogative to determine from where you're going to work and when you're going to work. So there we have a halacha which says that there's no yichud in such a case. But there's because we have the reason Sha'imas Baila Olel. Now, Ramosha Zatzal notes that these seem to be two different types of halachas. And Ishto Misham Rosso implies that his wife is together with him in the same place. Whereas Eimas Baila Olel is a factor that even if she, her husband's someplace else, but by a wife being someplace else, that would not work. And it could ultimately stem really in varied dimensions. It could deal with social dynamics, that a husband was the head of the family. It could also do with the fact that the consequences for a woman are a lot more grave. That Ayishasish, that's Mizana, is Asura Labaila. So that's a lot more grave consequence. You know, we're putting the personal antagonisms that could erupt in the situation, but besides the personal antagonisms, the halachic consequences are very severe. Whereas a man has only to suffer the personal antagonisms without halachic consequences. That also could be part of the situation.
So it doesn't work the other way.
A man that's mizana.
Something that doesn't work. The bailuyer doesn't work. He can't be with a lady because his wife is down the block.
No. That's why the Moshe Medayg very carefully in the Shulchan Aruch that Ishto Imo has to be together with him. If she's somewhere else, there's no halach of Ishto Imo. Whereas a husband, as long as he's reasonable, that he could, there's some reasonable possibility that he could show up here. Even if it's not common, but it does happen. And as he points out, sometimes, I mean, if he gets suspicious, he may even have to come back if he thinks that, you know, something is strange in his life. So this is an important point of departure.
The summer of the two positions, like the manager, can be overlapped. than the woman.
No, he won't. He won't. Well, he won't be over less of an Eishes.
Depending on the woman, he's still in a comparable situation.
Listen, if he's with the Eishes Eish, so he's in the same situation that she's in. The Eishes is the same. The consequences that he'll be immediately, in other words, doing besides the violation of Eishes, but the consequences are drastically different. So now there are a number of issues which surround the din of Baila V'ir, which need to be explored. I mean, one we explored last time, which has to do with the fact, and as I mentioned now, if the husband is away, even if he's somewhere else in the city, but it's unlikely that he'll be able to come back because he's responsible to be somewhere else. So Ramosh is among those who hold that there's no din of Baila V'ir in such a case. Now he has three shailas, which the Chochmas Adam really is the father of these three shailas. The three shailas are, number one, what happens if the fact that she is alone with this man is done with her husband's permission? She has to have a meeting, and the husband full well acquiesces to the meeting. Is there still a din of Baila V'ir in such a case? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two, if she goes to a different place with his knowledge, in other words, he allows her to go somewhere else. And finally, is what happens if she's not in her house? What would the din be? Those three cases. Now the Chai Adam, the Chochmas Adam, is machmer in all of these situations. And Ramosh explores this, that the Chochmas Adam's argument was that there's no emas baila alel, because let's deal with situation number one. He allowed her to enter into a private place to conduct private discussions with a man. So the Chochmas Adam says there's no emas baila alel, chari noson l'rashus. Now, the problem is that, let's examine this. If we're dealing with the fact that the mere fact that she's there is suspicious, and that's the problem, which is perhaps where the Chochmas Adam was coming from, so he allowed her to be in this place. So, therefore, her presence there does not arouse suspicion, whereas if it comes home and some strange man in the house, that's a pretty damning piece of evidence in this world. But Ramosha argues, the halacha is that there's another aspect to this. And that aspect is, in Baila V'ir, even if her husband said that he's going to be away, he's going to his office, he runs his own business, he's going to his office, and he's planning to be there for most of the day. There's still a din of Baila V'ir, even though she doesn't expect him to come for a long time. Nevertheless, he may come. So similarly, what will happen in this situation if he decides to enter the room? She went into a room with somebody to have a meeting. Let's say he bangs on the door and he decides he wants to come in. He says, why is that going to be any different? It's true. The fact that he allowed her to be there is true. That's not suspicious. But if he bangs on the door and he has to be let in, they won't let him in. That's certainly going to be suspicious. And if, you know, it starts to become overly lengthy, he's certainly going to get, you know, wonder what's going on. So from his perspective, he says he would disagree with the Chochmas Adam. That's very instructive. A lot of Hilchas Yichud does not have very precise rayas. Lots is dependent on Shikul Hadas. In other words, we have to evaluate the case and how it fits in with the varied yardsticks. Now, at the end, it's very interesting. And that's perhaps the reason for the Ilidina, or Moshe concluded. So here he presented his evaluation of the Chochmas Adam. He says, in situation number one, he says, I don't believe Lomastava Klal Kedorov. it seems very far-fetched that the halacha should be like the Chachma Sodom. But nevertheless, Abba Kevin Shal Chachma Sodom Oyser Al-Kaponim Yishlahachma Shaloi B'Shasot Chach. Shaloi B'Shasot Chach, one should not rely on Israel. Abba B'Shasot Chach Ein Lesser. So it's, I presume this is rooted in the fact that this is just the pure Shikul Adas. No, Moshe doesn't have a raya from a Rishon to prove that he's right. And Yichud, in general, his mahalot was the Yichud of an Eishes Eishes Deraisa. Certainly, I don't know if he necessarily, that's the whole case we're talking about, of Bailo Meir. So it's in a situation where it's rooted in an Eishes Deraisa, because Yichud of an Eishes Eishes Deraisa. One of the underlying themes in Ramosha's Pesach, one of the things by which he operated was, and a Duraisa, Dikadin, he was very, very weary to disagree with Achrayim purely on Shikul Adas. On a pure Shikul Adas, he did not like to disagree with Achrayim. If he had a Raya, then he was, he would go with it, even on an Issa Duraisa. But if it was a pure Shikul Adas on an Issa Duraisa, he, Lahaloch the Maisa, tended to hold his fire. And that's perhaps, that's since Yichud of Eishes Eishes Deraisa, where the Chochmas Odom said it's also, and this is purely, this is a pure Shikul Adas. You can bring a Raya from a Gemara to this case. So it's the tears to be Machma Lechatchil.
The permission to make haste with her husband's permission for the electrician to be there.
In a case where he gave her permission to be the Yichud with this person.
The electrician?
Yeah, let's say a repairman comes to the house.
Only
for Shasat Chak. Now, we have other Atayr above, you know. Delas Pasuach, but yeah. I mean, one could, for example, let's say, in other words, if you let the repairman come, we're assuming again the repairman is a Yid and not a Goy. It's a whole different halach altogether. You know. But we have the halach of Delas Pasuach, which is a Rabban, but yeah. You leave the door to the street unlocked in the daytime. It opens to the street, so that's a major heta for Yichud. So that would resolve the problem.
Are we going to discuss that? Yeah, are we going to discuss that?
No, we're not talking about Chaloch Chaloch Pesuach, Rosh Hashanah.
If the door's unlocked, you can be
in the door, yeah.
And nobody's coming in. Nobody knows it's unlocked.
Listen, somebody could come.
Most probably not.
If another man comes, you still usher two men and a woman, right?
I mean, who's going to come?
Well, the question is something else. Someone that's not yet compromised could be that he's together a shomer, because in other words, since he's not in the mokum of the nisayon, and he comes, you'll be embarrassed that you'll be seen by him.
Who's coming? Nobody knows the door is open.
If somebody comes to the door,
why not lock it for the human?
What?
With that thinking, no one knows that it's open. But you know it's open, and you know anyone can walk in at any time.
You see, in general, you have to realize Rav Moshe had one more level of heter here, besides this. Because Rav Moshe held in a place where it's normal that you have to answer the door.
Like the secretary.
Right?
Business.
At any situation.
Like we did last year. Business.
Yeah. Well, let's say someone's known always to be home, and it would be very bizarre if you didn't know, you know, answer the door. So that itself may create that it's not a situation of Yichud.
The door doesn't have to be open, just unlocked. Not open?
Unlocked. It's better if it's open. It's certainly better if it's open. But the chayra, if it's unlocked, is also at least with the evidence, good.
You can't have the electrician come and show the electrician the thing and just keep the front door open in New York. Can't just keep it, you know, with
the front door and the security or the phone door unlocked and keep the front door open.
Yeah, you can go to it. You can't leave the door open. You leave the door open to this Baruch Hashem. You know.
Thank God his neighbor.
It's a quiet place. Chaz Hashem is Baruch, you know. Yeah.
You mentioned with the guy.
Hang on. Let's first finish where we are. Yeah. Question number two is, she went to a different place, and that different place was with the Rishus of her husband. So Rav Moshe, again, in that from the Chochmas Odom's case, that would seem to be a corollary of the first case. he allowed her to go to a place which is not in her house. So if it is house, he asked her, one would expect, in this case, the Chochmas Odom would also hold that it's also. So Ramosha takes up the fact that if he allowed her to go to some place and he would know where she is, then the Chayrat should be mutter. The only way that it should be also in such a case is in a situation that he has Shaloshayach Shiyeda Hechani Nimtza Shiyobu Nesham Shatayim Risosa. Basically, he lets her go any place. It was unrestricted. So in that situation, he says, then he could understand how it could be Osir, because there's no Amos Bailo, because he doesn't know where to look for her. Just randomly he's going to find her, it would seem unlikely. But if it's a situation where he allowed her to go to a few places, or one a couple of places, or one place, he says, why should it be Osir? Now, nevertheless, he also wants to why should it be mutter? Because if her husband knows where she is, then he must buy it all now. That's all.
He's not going to know where she is.
If he says she's going to this person's, she wants to go to this house or whatever, or to go to a few places that she might go to.
Yeah.
So he could go and listen. What happens if you're looking for somebody for other reasons, not for this reason? And you know they might be in one of a few places. So what do? You go around, right?
And she's in one of those places.
Yeah. Assuming that he didn't give her free license. Nevertheless, in this case, he also was noita lechatchila lahach. But one case that he doesn't want to give into, and that is the following. That if it's a place that she customarily goes to, you know, let's say you come home and she's not there, so you know she's going to be down the block by this neighbor. That's, you know, any time you come in the house and your wife at 6 o'clock in the evening, if she's not home, you know she's down the block in a friend's house. That's where she is. So he says he does not see any less Amos Baila in such a case than being in your own house. And this he wants to say, why is he, and here Moshe wants to be Mekel. Why does he want to be Mekel? Because he wants to argue that the Chochma Sodom himself was Mekel in this case. And so at the end he writes, Vulai Muvan Zemitov Dvorov, that this may be inherent in the Chochmas Odom himself. Shemasik atam sharei baila ina yodeya heichan hi. He writes, what's the reason a husband doesn't know where she is? If she teloch l'mokum she regila, if this is the place that she always goes to, is ki yadua heichan hi, then the husband doesn't know where she is. So, but in fact that the Chochmas Odom explained the third din based on the fact that the husband doesn't know or whereabouts, if she commonly goes to one particular place, he says, there even halacha l'maisa, he's willing to be meikel.
So where is the difference again? The difference where he says to be machmer and where he's meikel?
In other words, if she has one particular place that she always goes to when she's not home, so that's the same Ramayish holds as being in your own house.
For next door neighbor.
Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amos Bailo, though.
Because it's likely he'll look there.
Yeah, listen, you come home. If your wife is not there and you want her, you figure 99% of the time she's by this neighbor, two doors down, that you're going to go look for her. Yeah. Nor the halacha has the following. There are women that the halacha says don't get on with each other. And for example, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. You know, this is a dynamic that, as much as world history goes on and as much as society changes, this is unchanging. This is unchanging.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, there are, whatever the Achronim talk about the exceptions to. They're talking about the norm. In other words, there's a case in the Achronim of what happens if there was a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law were in business together. And they were so much in business with each other, it looks like she must have been an almana, this woman. From why? Because they did not have separate money. They all the profits in the business they kept together and lived from it jointly. So in such a case, they said, you know, they could imagine that they would cover up for each other. Now, so the halacha states the following: that if you're in that type of situation where a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law is probably the most typical type of situation, is that an outsider is allowed to have yichud with both of them. because neither one of what's the problem if you have yichud with two women? There's no cover for each other. But here, this is not a situation that people are going to cover for each other. And whatever, the Mishnah talks about it in Gittin, Chachamim and Yeromis, the women are saying as there was five sets of women.
Any man
could have it. Yeah. Now, Rav Moshe had a phenomenal chiddush, and I have a little bit of a suspicion what the chiddush is rooted in. I heard it from Rav Aaron Felder, Shliach Rebbe of Philadelphia. He was a very close Talmud of Rav Moshe, and he told me he asked Rav Moshe more than once about it, and Rav Moshe confirmed it for him. And he tried to have Rav Moshe explain to him what the reason for it was, and Rav Moshe was quizzical, he couldn't understand what his problem and understanding it was, but it gave him an explanation. And then I saw that in the Sefer, he also, his Rav Moshe Tendler, that he asked him that Rav Moshe's grandson told his father that Rav Moshe's matter this, so he writes this is what year was this written in? This was in Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Yichud with a mother and a daughter, imo bas bito, a mother and a granddaughter, or bas bino, or the granddaughter from a son. Poshet selected Yisra. There's certainly no Yisra Yichud. The Yichud of Shtei Achiyah is Poshet Shalosra. Yichud with two sisters is also. Why this is Mutter is not a hetter that you find any place. I have yet to find anyone in the literature that proposes such an idea. That Yichud with a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, is Mutter, is not an Yisra. I suspect a little bit what it's rooted in, but I don't know a source. I don't understand. And that just shows you how far we are from the daily apostle. What the Rav Moshe was self-evidently true. Like he couldn't understand why a Talmud wouldn't know why it's Mutter. And to us, after we know that it's Mutter, we still don't know why it's Mutter. My suspicion is that in the dynamic of a mother and a daughter and a mother and a granddaughter, there's too much embarrassment for both of them to be nichshol. In other words, they're embarrassed of each other to be nichshol, and Ramayla, they're not both going to be nichshol. And consequently, it's not shaykh yichud in such a case. In other words, two sisters don't have the dynamic of that measure of embarrassment. But a mother in front of a child, or a child in front of a mother, there are certain limitations, there are certain things you're not going to do. That's a power, but what the marker for it is, I would like to know.
So Halacha Rav Moshe says a man could be with a lady if her daughter or mother is there.
Yes, a very important heter. A very important heter.
We said this to clarify before that the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law is not a problem?
Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law is not a problem. That you could
they
usually it. Snipe at each other. Just
right. Anybody else who would be known that they.
Whatever, there are four other women. You bring the shulchan. Someone want to bring the shulchan aruch. I'll read to you from the shulchan aruch. It's behind in the back there, behind Ronnie. The other
Anybody else who would assume there's known that they hate each other also.
Yeah, the shulchan. There are five cases that Shatz gives us. The Evan Ezer in the left hand box in the top. Evan Ezra, climb up on the chair.
What about a mother and two daughters?
One daughter is fine.
Yeah, that certainly would be Mutter. We'll see in a moment. We're going to come to that case.
Two sisters, they would cover each other?
Yes.
I've done it.
In a moment, we'll come to this case. Now. Mutter is Yachir in Shtei Yevomois which may not be particularly relevant to Zman Hazeh. In other words, if there are two women that fell in yibum to the same man, so they're likely to wind up as sisters-in-law to each other, you know, Tzoros, overstate Tzoros in the Sephardic society where they used to have two wives, so neither one's going to cover for the other. Om Isha Bachamosa, Om Isha Bas Baila. And this is, we're very, very familiar with in today's world, the problems of second marriages. Right? Isha Bas Baila, a woman and a stepdaughter. It's, you know, you don't need nuclear power to destroy the world, the energy that exists between them. Or Isha Ubas Chamoisa. Ignatius Sona Zuzu and Chapo Zuzu. So we have Isha Ubas Chamoisa. In other words, a sister-in-law. Can also get pretty, you know. Now, so these five women, when you, those women are together, in the normal circumstances, there's no yichud. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, and that did, in Isha Sheyeshi Motinoikus Kitana, that if a woman has a young child with her, he's talking about a female child, she understands that what it is for people to have relations. It doesn't mean necessarily that she's sophisticated enough to understand the context of it, but she just realizes that there's something, you know, peculiar about this. This is not, you know, a behavior that she's normally seen. And on the other hand, you know, Seres Atma Labia, she has herself no passion. So she herself will not become involved. Normally, with two women, we're concerned that both of them may decide they want to be Mizana. But she's not going to be Mizana. Now, the dynamic in this case, and it's important to understand the dynamic, what's the dynamic? The dynamic, why are two women normally also a man with two women? Because we're afraid of being Mizana with both women. And therefore, they'll cover for each other. You know, if one person is Nichshal and one's not, so the other could decide to become preacher at all parties. But if you both did the same affair, most of the time you don't come home and talk about it, you know, what the other guy did, but you know, you just, when he can say the same things about you, you hold your tongue. With a child, right, the reason is she's not sophisticated enough to cover up for it. She won't cover up for it. On the other hand, she won't be nichshel in it. So she has, there's no way that she's going to hold her tongue. You know, she saw a strange thing, she'll tell people she saw something strange happen. Whereas two older people may decide to cover for each other.
But the Rav said a mother and a daughter normally would not be.
That's Rav Moshe's view. That's Rav Moshe's view. I think Rav Moshe's view is they would be too embarrassed to do something of this nature in each other's presence. That's what I think is the reason. Now, you know, the Shiloh, which comes up, and that's really what Chaim talked about, what came up in the way that you raised it, what happens if there are two sisters, and let's say, according to Rav Moshe, that a mother and daughter are mutter, so let's say a mother and two daughters is it mutter. So this enters the following situation, the following Shiloh. In the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Sugi and Shas talks about the fact that a husband whose wife is around is Ishto Mishamrosa. Now, Ishto Mishamrosa comes from a very simple fact, or could come from a very simple fact. And that is that a married woman rightfully insists on fidelity, on the fidelity of her husband. You know, so it has nothing to do with what's Osir and what's Mutter. It's just, you know, listen, you have a relationship with me and you're going to stick to it. And she's going to very jealously guard that fact in life. So that's clearly, that is one interpretation of Ishto Mishamrosa. If we take that particular interpretation, so then anyone else who does not have the same concern, a man's daughter or his sister, it doesn't infringe on the fidelity that's owed to her if he does something he's not supposed to do. Then there is only a concern of the Easter that's involved. And if he's embarrassed to do it in their presence.
Yeah.
So does that But is that what drives Ishto Mishamroso or not? Now a child, we say, is mutter because a child won't be mechapa. A child won't cover up. It's a child too innocent. An adult may decide it's embarrassing to do such a thing. Now, how do we feel if our brother got sent to jail? It's also embarrassing. So if my brother's an avarian, that's also an embarrassing thing. So that's not something I want to talk about either. It does not make me very comfortable that the world should know my brother's an avarian. So I have a very good reason to want to cover up. So how to look at this halacha, it was debated up and back in the Achronim. There were Eisrim. The Eisrim Eimetz was from the Machmirim in it. And we have some Paiskim, the Rav Chaim Falagi, that some of us from wrote that it's Mutter, and some of us from wrote that it's Osir. You all get both sides of the case. But he seemed in the latter part of his life to have argued the Mutter side. But it's up and back in the Paiskim if it's Mutter or not. And the Eitzar Paiskim brings a lot of raid on this subject. And at the end, he cites the fact that someone asked the Shaila to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him it's Mutter. And then he quoted one of the Achronim and said it's Osir, and the Chazon Ish said it's fine, it's still Mutter. He did not, you know.
Referring to what?
Which case?
The case of, for example, if there's, let's say a man is present with a daughter. Let's say the daughter is old enough, she's 15 years old. So she's old enough to be discreet. So is the Rechshash Yichud, for example, with another woman and him and his daughter?
He won't be embarrassed in front of his daughter?
So people are sometimes embarrassed and sometimes not. What? Will he be
able? He won't be afraid to be mizan in front
of
his daughter?
So that's the question. That's the question.
Some people say he wouldn't be.
The question is something else. Listen, people sometimes do very unseemly things which we don't imagine that they would do.
So why was it that if the lady is with her daughter, she could definitely be a man.
Listen, I didn't say that. That's her Moshe's story.
Right, she's good. What's the difference between a man and his daughter, or a lady and her daughter?
According to Rav Moshe, comes out there's no difference. It doesn't make a difference according to him. He may be utterly consistent in that regard. But he also, you know, it could be there's no difference. But it's not the same case.
Why
because
not?
Maybe the man has no Isur Yichud with his daughter, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no all that there is another woman, so she's not going to be mezana with anybody. That's for sure. So only shaila what he's going to do. Ramosh's case of a mother and a daughter is with a man. There's a Yisra Yichud on both of them.
Yeah.
That's a totally different case.
But what's stopping the problem? The embarrassment.
Yeah. So the question is how far that goes and what cases it covers. So it seems to me that Ramosh is consistent in that regard. So Ramosh was also said, Chazon Ish was Meikel, and Ramosh was also Meikel in this regard. In such a case. It's a very, very important heter. Because many, many situations, you know, that's the only, let's say you have, for example, your sister-in-law comes from Eretz Yisrael, and your wife is away, she's working tonight, or whatever, she's coming up 2 a.m, whatever it is, she's at a chasen until who knows when. So you're home with your sister-in-law, and then you have each your kids. It's a very common type of situation. So, is it mutter or not? Now, Delos Pesuch is not going to help in the night time anyhow altogether. So, what heterum are you going to have? So, this is a very, very important...
The fact that your kids are there.
...consideration that the klal is that any person that I'm allowed to have yichud with, in their presence, there's no isa yichud between me and another person.
That's like a sibling also, then. A sibling also.
Yes, exactly. Same issue. Correct. Not only a father and a daughter, but it goes further.
Also, well, your sister.
So there was
if you have a brother and a sister, then.
A man could be with another lady if
the man's sister is present, yes. Mm-hmm. So this covers an awful lot of cases.
It does. Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of very corrective things. Yeah.
It seems to me the most common scenario with a kind of man who isn't Jewish, or the cleaning lady who isn't Jewish, and I'm alone with her, or my wife's alone with a kind of man. Is that a problem? Go out the door, or is it not a problem?
Well, it's not so. In general, neither one of those cases is too glatt kosher. You know, you have a teirim, you know, with the door being open, pashtus, there's no din yichud to it. So that could be, in other words, even if, you know, you have what to be saying, Mechon, I believe, that if you leave the door open in either of those cases. But I'll tell you the truth, I never let a non-Jew be in the house when the women are home by themselves. I never in my life let a non-Jew into the house.
Any trust? Just another halacha you do.
I would not let them in. Forgetting halacha.
Yeah.
I never let them in. The Con Ed man gets into my house about once a year, usually by mistake, you know. Somebody just doesn't realize who he is and opens up the door, you know. Why? Because when the Con Ed man comes, he comes late enough and I'm never home. So I tell my wife, whatever, not to let him in.
Anybody could put on one of those stupid hats anyway. It happens all the time.
It does, yeah. It goes on all the time. It's in Staten Island going on.
The Rav said tangentially that, Agav, that Delas Pesuach is not okay at night. Because people don't usually come to the door?
Yeah, there's not very few people are flowing in.
What's the gather about? What would the Rav say about that night in terms of this?
Somewhere I would think that our society around 9 o'clock, something like that, you know. That's after that, you know, till then it's pretty lively. You know, after that, somewhere's around 9, I think.
So is there any Eitza? Can you tell a neighbor to pop
so,
in?
So I think the Eitza is the follow. I think there is one Eitza. And that I've used this Eitza, and I believe that I found it. I believe I found the Eitza in a sefer. Maybe the Tzitzel Ezer, it could be. The Eitza that I give to people is, if you have no other brera, is to go to one of your neighbors and give them the key. And tell them to come in unannounced into the house. And insist that he come regularly. Just open the door and march right in. And march all over the house. And that's, you know, that way Lechara would take care of the issue of Yichud. You know, at least while at the normal time that you imagine that people are still going to be up.
Is that the issue we should do if you're like on the fourth floor of an apartment complex?
Well, you know, the problem with the fourth floor, the problem is the following. The problem is that, you know, in a small building, there are very few people there all together, and nobody has much access to the place. So that becomes very problematic to be so much lahokil on the couple of people that may, you know, move around in this building, you know. When you have a whole robin that's going by, it's one thing. Right. But when there's almost nobody has access to it, so this would be an Eitza for that type of situation too. You know, I'm just telling you one thing, if you have a babysitter though, and you don't want her to keel over from a heart attack, so tell her beforehand that this, you know, this guy marches in here, you know, unannounced, you know, just doesn't tell him why he comes, but he comes. You know, because they have the same problem, you have to realize the problem is for in another area of Halacha, not only for Yichud problems. There's a very severe kashrus issue. If you have a non-Jewish babysitter or a non-frum babysitter, that's free reign in your house. I've had any number of times people came to me, they found out the babysitter was warming up the tarfus in the microwave. I had someone come to me last year. They, for whatever reason, they got suspicious. I don't know whether or they wanted to see how their child was being cared for. So they got a nanny cam. And they saw, I mean, she was involved in, well, you know, she was cooking away in the house, her food. But the windows of his windows faced the street. So whenever he came home, she just, you know, she was cooking, she watched, and she cleaned everything, she hid everything away before he came into the house, tucked it away, and he came and went.
Just a minute or two, but you could see him, and he could be in a minute.
So, you know, until you get in the building, until you get upstairs, you know, until he lived in an apartment house. She, I think he even saw the nanny cam, like she took things and she tucked them away. You know, he had to do a major kashering on his whole house. It's not a joking matter. So, you know, the aid that I give people for this is if you're not around to come yourself, is to get someone else, and give him the key and tell him to come a few times a week, just unannounced, march into the house, and some days come even twice.
Has to be that often, a few times a week, or?
It's often enough that they should be choishish that they're going to come. You know, if it's very rare, then you know what? Then they're not going to take it very seriously. Yeah.
So a heter for yichud is what? So a heter for yichud is, if meaning what? So if the lady's home and the electrician is going to be there, if she gives someone else
the key.
It says to come. Or the man to be with the babysitter.
Whatever.
Well, usually your neighbor always has the key.
Well, yeah, but usually your neighbor doesn't use the key. I mean, you know, I had the key to my neighbor's house. I probably still have the key to my neighbor's house. You know, and that lady is gone for 5 years already. I used the key one time. Just one time the fire department came at 3:30 in the morning. And they needed to get into a house. And I heard noise outside my house at 3:30 in the morning. I ran downstairs to see what's going on. I see the fire department. So they needed to get in. The lady hurt herself and somehow she called up, but she couldn't get to the front door. So I ran down, I got the key, and I opened up the house and I let him in. But, you know, other than that, I wouldn't use the key to go into a house.
So someone could walk in on you and... The neighbor could walk in on you unannounced.
Could be embarrassed.
Yeah.
That is when the man that she's being miyaka with is a Jew, right?
That is correct.
So that means there's no heter for the guy, though. This whole heter about the year is never really practical.
No, it's not going to be. You're talking.
Because even though she's allowed to be miyakin, he can't be miyakin with her
if he's single.
But yet again, I missed something there.
The whole heter of Baal Be'er is that she's allowed to be miyakin with another from guy.
Yeah.
But that guy can't be miyakin with her.
No, it wouldn't change. If it's Baal Be'er, there's no Easter on him either.
What?
That's
the Baal Be'er is a heter for him?
Yeah, it's a heter for him.
For her?
Yeah.
Okay. Because and the same thing would apply out in the other way if it was...
Yeah. So it's not Yisrael at all. It's not considered Yisrael, yeah. I mean, they're all made, I shouldn't say it's not at all. There may be limitations. Okay, the limitations may be, the halacha has a case of what we call the libo gospel. So there's someone that's related to you, or some a cousin, or someone that you grew up with. There's a different relationship that you have, you know, with someone with your next door neighbor. And you know them since, you know, you're knee-high to a grasshopper. And you ran around and you played with them. And now they're still living, you know, down the block from you 50 years later. It's a different relationship you have with such a person than you have normally with any other person of the other gender. Now, Allah has quantified that. That's called Libo Gospel. And that's a very problematic case that Yichud, in fact, maybe is much, much more restricted in such a case. Right? So if someone has that situation, one has to be ma'ayin very, very carefully, what's mutter and what's not. In other words, it could very well be that even in a situation of, you know, bite of ear type cases may not exactly cover for every one of these situations.
That's the case by in-law, right? A woman with a father-in-law.
A woman with a father, yeah.
Can we switch from what about giving rides at night to
women? Let's deal with rides. Yeah. So the shayla with rides, what's appropriate and what's not. Now this really comes down, there's a machlokes in the achrayim. Let me go to the end and then we'll go backwards. The mashal shita, and this is articulated I think both in the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas Mechaytik, is that the Easter of Yichud is not only for where you are, but if you're together with the woman, you may go off the beaten path and go into a place which is where there's nobody around. This was the shita of the marshal. The shita of the Taz, Rav Moshe quotes other people, I don't know why he doesn't quote the Taz in this regard, but the Taz says he brings his father-in-law to Bach, and he disagrees with him, and he says that we're not choishish that they're going to go with or not. If we're choshed that people are going to go with or not, so then why? Then everything in the world is also because of yichud. You can go to some place and have yichud. So just because assuming, in other words, on the road was not a problem of yichud, then why should you assume you're going to go off the road? Then assume that some person walked down the street is going to go into yichud with somebody else. It tells us what's the difference between those two. Now the parameters of this machlokes have a lot to do. Now in the highway on the daytime is, you know, they're a clear cut of terror. I mean, that's certainly not worse than chalom pasuch l'rushusarav, you know, in the daytime. The problem is in the nighttime, where you could either go off the beaten path or even just pull over to the side of the road. So is it mutter or not? So it really comes down to this machlokes achronim. And Rav Moshe feel it's holds kedai lechatchila to be machmer at night, but if it's a situation where there's some measure of shasat chak for a person, whether a person needs the ride, they don't have anyone else to take them, or even to the extent that someone else was asked, he says he was a very keen eye. He says he knew that, he says, in bungalow colonies this is the thing that comes up all the time. And he says, if you're going to say no to a person, she has to go to ShopRite, and you don't want to take her, so you're going to get a reputation for being really, you know, a nasty guy. So he says, in such a case, it could also be made.
And during the day, it's no problem, even though, let's say someone needs a ride to Baltimore 4 hours.
That's a different, it's not useful.
That's
a different thing. Yeah. It's discerned and much appropriate, you know. That's not, you know, I don't advise people, you know, if it's a very much barai and it's a super tzurich, sometimes they do such a thing. But normally it's not, it's really inappropriate to take a lengthy drive with somebody else's wife in the car, you know, lozu aderech. And on a regular basis, it's inappropriate even if it's a short ride.
What happens with an old person at home? Well, the only person that can get to take care of them is, a woman, nurse. It's just no way around that.
This is a very complicated story. What happens, in other words, how far does the Yisur Yichud apply to a person who is of advanced age? And Rav Moshe wrote at length on this. He considers different possibilities, really, what the situation might be. In other words, is the situation that a person is healthy still, or is unhealthy? That makes a major, major difference. Yichud bezokin v'cholosh.
Healthy
the group or healthy? What does he write? So he writes the following. If you're dealing with his bottom line is the following. If you're dealing with a person who, just by an estimation of his medical situation, is no longer healthy enough to have relations. You know, a person that's in bed and basically can barely move around anymore, and he needs someone to take care of him, so he says he does not feel as easy yichud in such a case. But a person that's aging, but not clearly in that case, he says certainly anything yichud of an erva, he would not be matur in such a case. But yichud of a pnuyah tahira, which is only an isa derabbanan, he would be samech on it for. That's his bottom line. But they're very real, pointing to the fact that they're very real yichud issues which come up in the care of elderly people. Very, very difficult. Yeah.
Along the same line, what about if the mother-in-law, who can't live on her own anymore, and they bring up some mother-in-law who's living with them?
Yeah, you have to be careful. It's in such a situation, you have to be careful.
You have to be someone
to keep all the time. Or you have to do something. Listen, when people get older, it's very common. But usually, though, the saving grace is, I shouldn't say that. The problem is it usually does become a problem. Because women usually go to live with their daughters more than they go to live with their sons. That's with their klal and their
chayilah. But the daughter
has husband. And then I'm saying, no, usually what I'm saying is the problem. People usually, that's the problem. You know, the problem you see in my family, it was the other way. My mother went to live with my brother. So the guy did not have this problem, but, you know, much more common is the other way, that the mother goes to live with her daughter. So you have to be, these are very severe ongoing problems. You have to be very alert to the issues of yichud involved in them.
Elevators throughout
Zebulun? Elevators, basically, you know, just about the only place you're going to have a problem yichud in an elevator is like in a freight elevator. So some of them, why? An elevator that is very lumbering. And
video.
What?
Video.
You know, some do. But, you know, mostly with the elevators you have in office buildings today, there's two things. First of all, they could stop at any time because someone could hit the button. And even if it's one that's one of these express ones, the express ones are so fast today that it's far less than any shir yichud in Shire. Let's say the shir is 7 minutes, something like that. It's not, you know, you want to be machmi, you want to make it 5 minutes, you want to make, you know, 3 minutes. You're not in an elevator where you're by yourself in one of these express elevators by yourself for 3 minutes even. You know, how long does it take to get upstairs? You know? Well, I mean, I've been in an elevator, in a modern building in an elevator today. 50 floors is what, 30 seconds?
You know? 48 seconds to get to the 78th floor on the World Trade.
How much?
48
to the 78th floor. Okay, so that means Sacha called, it took a minute and a quarter to get to the roof. So, you know, that's why it's very little issue with one
age. What was the halach again about in terms of the car, being in a car at night? Better only in certain, better not to. Ramesh, is it better not to?
You shouldn't go to deserted places. He said it's better not to. For dating, Ramesh was very medical. Just don't go to park in deserted places.
Because that's, even if you're not in the car, even if you're either way outside.
Yeah, but don't, yes.
I was at a wedding in Brooklyn where a man would not want to take a woman, married woman, home from Flatbush to Borough Hall at night. That wasn't
you. Yichud, it's not. Yichud, it's not, but listen. And in the age that we live in, whoever wants to be machmer and these and yonim, you know, I understand very, very well. Okay, I think that we've covered most of the things that we need to.
Was it?